Former Republican Senator Chuck Hagel is put on the spot today by Republican members of the Senate panel considering his nomination for defense secretary. He's been challenged over past statements on Israel, Iran, Iraq, and nuclear weapons.
I've never voted against Israel ever in the 12 years I was in the Senate, whether it was military authorizations, additional supplemental appropriations. The record is very clear on that.
Joining us now, Martin Cady, Deputy Managing Editor of Politico. Marty, good to have you back. Thanks so much. Now we got you. Here you go.
Yep. Hey.
Give us an idea. How did Chuck Hagel do today up on Capitol Hill?
Chuck Hagel had a pretty bad day on Capitol Hill. This was a very rough confirmation hearing. He got beat up by Republicans all day long. He had to correct the record on a couple things. He had to apologize for things. He had to say he misspoke in the past. Not a great day. All that said, is his confirmation in danger? It doesn't look like it right now. There's no sign of slippage from on Democratic votes, and there's no sign yet that Republicans want to engage in a full-out filibuster. I think they just wanted to bruise him pretty badly on the way to confirmation.
He was presented with a number of issues regarding Israel. What were some of those questions, and were his answers good enough for people?
Well, the main thing that's hanging over him, the main baggage he has in Israel, is that he talked about, quote, the Jewish lobby intimidating people. And that didn't go over very well with anyone, with pro-Israel folks, with senators. And he took questions about that. He said he should have said the Israel lobby and influencing. But you know, his words are out there. So it reflects an ongoing problem. A perception problem that the Obama administration has in its relationship with Israel. So Hagel having some statements in the past that didn't reflect very well, that caused a problem at the hearing. What he said about Iran was also a problem. He talked about a policy of containment. Now, that might sound fine to the someone who is not a foreign policy mind, but he had to say, oh, I misspoke. I meant prevention. He had to get past a note to basically correct the record. It sounded like he kind of got the talking points wrong on that one.